Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
Dalton Manch.
Yo.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
I want Gumi socks.
Jesus.
Are they green and purple?
Yes.
We've what lost else was Lindsay it going to be?
You didn't know? It could have been all sorts of interesting. There could have been little Gumis on them. There could have been white socks.
There are Gumis on them.
There's definitely Gumis on
them. There you go.
So is it just the color of the Pokemon and then the Pokemon on it?
Pretty much.
That is not good graphic design.
They're teal. Why? With a purple stripe and toes, and then the Gumi's purple and squishy and going,
How does socks make sound now?
I was just going to say, that's they the have
face.
Like a little...
Oh. That's the face. People will imagine the correct face having Lindsay make that noise. Because
Anytime I hear Ace, I just think of the Ditto face. So
that's fair. All right. Well,
Gumi almost has a Ditto face.
Almost. Almost. Anyway, we got a show for you here. Pokemon is related. We're going to announce the Gym Leader Challenge from Podzilla 1985 later in the episode.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get some more detail about that later. Fortunately, we covered most of E3 already. In our original planning phase, this was going to be the last episode of the E3 coverage week. But then E3 decided to happen 2 days earlier and finish 2 days earlier.
So hey, we
covered
that
the entire thing on Tuesday's show. So if you're here for a lot of E3 coverage,
go back check and listen back, to Tuesday.
Check back to Tuesday's show with me, Shannon, and Asa covering pretty much all of E3 since it finished on the day it was supposed to start.
Did you not message them and tell them about our podcast and how we got to cover them? What's wrong with you?
They boned us. They boned us.
Sue them.
We had a plan.
They do not care.
I'm sure it could work.
It was PW on Wednesday, and then Thursday we had a show, and then we were going to finish it up on Sunday, and you goofed it all.
Screwed us.
Goofed it all.
Now we have to find a filler for an hour with no E3 coverage. Darn you. Who does E3? Who can I yell at? Who can
E3.
We, E3, do
well,
they?
They'll just look at you and deny you, so really, you should send someone else. We should send Jesse.
Yeah. So,
well,
huh? Anyway, so we do have like new stuff. Other things did happen this last week that's not just E3. One of the big announcements for the new Spider-Man movie that I'm at least very excited about. They confirmed Donald Glover is joining the cast. No, Dalton, he will not be Miles Morales.
Darn it. Because that's all he should be.
I don't know what role he's going to play. They are keeping it. Sony is keeping it very, very under wraps.
It's hush hush.
It's very hush hush.
If they make him Electro, I'm going to shoot somebody.
What?
Did you say Electro?
Electro.
There you
said
go.
Try.
I thought he said Electro.
No, he
too.
Said.
I'm like, wait a minute.
You said Electro.
That could have been the accent coming through. I meant to say Electro.
He did if say Electro, which is a completely different character. In Daredevil, it's a female. She's a ninja.
Well, if they make him Electro, I'd be mad too. But I meant Electrode. If they make him anything other than Miles Morales, he doesn't even have to wear a Spider-Man suit. He can just be Peter Parker's teacher, Dr. Morales.
No, no, you realize that Miles Morales is supposed to be significantly younger than Peter Parker by the time he's introduced. Donald Glover is in his 30s.
That's fine. He could shave his face and look way... Like, he looks young even with like a shaved face. He still looks like he's like 20.
He's not going to look younger than Peter Holland. Tom Holland. I don't know why I said Peter Holland. Who's Peter Holland?
Because Peter Parker.
Oh, there you go. Tom Holland is significantly younger than Donald Glover.
Let's just go back to how whenever Amazing Spider-Man came out, or before they announced that it was Amazing Spider-Man, and they were like, oh, we wonder who could play Peter Parker. And then the internet said, hey, you should get Donald Glover. Who was probably would have been the best Peter Parker, or best Miles Morales or Peter Parker or what have you ever, because he's stupid funny. He has charisma pouring out any orifice of his body. Like, he is one of the funniest actors we've had in the last 15 years, and they could have easily gotten him to play Peter Parker. Or Spider-Man in general.
I think you need to calm down on your Donald Glover love. I like Donald Glover just as much as the next person, but...
Have you ever watched the Community outtakes?
Yeah.
He is the funniest person.
I've also watched his stand-up. He is funny. I'm just... I don't know how you think that would be perfect for Peter Parker.
He would have been perfect for Peter Parker.
10 years ago, he would have made a great Miles Morales. He might even make an okay Miles Morales if they do a timeline thing where they jump to the future. and they see him, like, and he's all adult and whatnot.
Like a Justice League Unlimited, like, Static thing. Where, like, sure, they jump in the time and he just, like, has the cane and the little dreadlocks and just old man Static.
That would be great for Donald Glover. Donald Glover cannot be the introduction to Miles Morales at this point. You just have to let that go, buddy.
Never. Hashtag Donald for Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
It's done. It's done.
That was the original movement. I didn't come up with that on my own. Trust me.
And with Marvel news in mind, there's a rumor coming around. And by rumor, I mean there's a Taiwanese rating company similar to our ESRB that has given ratings to an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4 version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too excited for 1, but 2.
That Marvel Civil War. That was a lot of fun. So we're getting, I don't know, there's been no confirmation on if that's actually happening. There's no determining if that was an actual leak or if something else happened. But either way, some form of Marvel Ultimate Alliance may be coming to Xbox One and PlayStation 4, either in a remastered version or being added to the virtual shop.
There are possibilities.
There are possibilities.
It looked good enough to where I don't think they need to do a remaster. I mean, if they want to.
I mean, they've remastered better looking games.
That's true. They did do Last of Us.
Yep.
But I mean, if even if they don't, I mean, if I can get it sooner because they don't remaster it, put it on that store right now, and I will buy it.
The
I'd
first
be fine
one,
with that.
Yeah, like I that was the that's first a great one. Would need four it. Player, just couch co-op, super fun game.
The you know they're not going to do that. They're going to make it online only.
If they do a remaster, it's going to have the co-op on there, the couch co-op on there.
Is that the one we did the Captain American Iron Man thing?
Yes. You could do like the
yes, that was so amazing.
Yeah, so much fun. And then hopefully they add Juggernaut into the game because he's actually really fun in the game. But there's only one person I know that got it, and it's Shannon Young.
Because the DLC mess up at GameStop?
Because GameStop ran out of digital codes.
Oh, it would be so funny if they released those. Like, release the two games and be like, oh, you can get Juggernaut, but you have to go get the code from GameStop.
Nope.
That would be the funniest thing ever.
It just needs to be, they just need to release it with all the characters that released, all the DLC characters that came out.
Yeah.
And just give
Do
us, like,
still
a
have
basically
that standee in
edition.
Your window?
It's not in my window, but it is in my room. I've got the, from that promotion, we got a Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 standee that has a Juggernaut, and he just kind of hangs out, like, in my living room. He's pinned to the wall.
That's awesome. I'll flip tables if it's not couch co-op, though, which I'm sure it will be.
I'm sure it will
I'm
be,
I'm hoping, because I think that'll be the game that'll really, really make me want to, like, come here and play with you guys, because I loved Marvel Ultimate Alliance so much. Like, that was probably my favorite, well, either that one or X-Men Legends 2. That's another game they need to release, because that's whenever they started doing, like, the joint attacks was Legends 2, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
It's so fun.
And the reason I want Ultimate Alliance 2 is because I get to play as Iceman. And I love me some Iceman.
That makes sense.
And?
Right.
And X-Men Legends had Jubilee, so...
Shannon will play.
Shannon definitely wants that to come back.
I mean, if it's only the first one, like if she was only in the first one, they can just not do that game. You know, honestly, I think the best thing about Apocalypse was that they didn't have Jubilee in it a lot.
Why?
Because I just want to make him mad because he's
I
looking right at
do.
Me.
I know you do. Please stop.
I mean, I'm closer. I can still punch you.
It's true. Jesse gave me permission to tackle you.
So, also true. Shouldn't you be peeing
on somebody?
No.
Ew.
Not on this show. Not on this show.
And now Jesse has to bleep something.
No, I don't think anybody could hear. We're going to move on.
Oh, my goodness. The peanut gallery has gone cray.
The peanut gallery went cray. All right. So, new amiibos. Nintendo, in their few announcements from E3, did announce that we're getting a new Mario Party 10 line of amiibos that will include, in addition to the ones previously printed, Waluigi,
don't care.
Boo,
yay,
and Daisy.
Okay.
For a
they
second,
also need to do Shy Guy along with the Koopas.
Yes,
because I love I Shy Guy. Troopa. Like Mikey has like stickers on the wall, and I just want to steal
bones.
Shy Guy
and
yeah, eh. I for sure want the Koopas and Shy Guy, though. Give it to me.
So whenever you said Waluigi and they went eh, and then you said boo, my brain, like, I browned out for a second. So I thought you were saying boo to Waluigi, and then I got really confused that they went yay. And then my brain, like, rubber banded back, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm with it. But that, for like 2 seconds, I got really confused.
The 2 seconds, Dalton was smelling toast.
Yeah, and I was just like...
Or cat ownership. Because Dalton smells weird today.
Dalton does smell like cat food today.
Oh my, it's the dryer at my house. Can we get off it? All right, so boo.
Are you Charlie?
All All right, so moving past it, though, yeah, those new amiibos, and there's also going to be a new Link amiibo for the new Zelda game, which we talked in length about.
We never have too many Link figures.
You need young Link.
And he will have at least 2 points of articulation. Like, he'll actually be a positionable figure, which is kind of cool.
Why does he get so special?
Because he's Link.
They've been talking about doing that for a minute, though. Like, making amiibos with articulation on them.
Then it's going to be an action figure and not an amiibo.
I'm cool with that.
It'll still have a base.
Be an action figure.
The base
amiibo
is what makes it an amiibo.
Well, I mean, you can...
As long as it unlocks something cool and poking for me, that's all I care.
I mean, you could easily just put a peg hole at the bottom of the foot and then take him off. And then you have a little figure thing.
It's
and
true.
Then you could, I mean, you could articulate them all you want. The thing of it is, though, if you articulate them at that, at the level of detail they put in the amiibos, if you start articulating them, it's going to go from about $13 an amiibo to about $25 to $30 an amiibo.
Because
just the production cost of them, are they're going to get ridiculous.
Because it's not going to be a solid mold. You're going to have multiple molds and putting things together.
And
which is also why I'm fine. I don't ever move things anyways.
And Nintendo's not like Hasbro or Mattel. They won't kit bash. They'll straight up, it'll be a different mold every time. That's going to get expensive. Like, you're looking literally at $25 to $30.
I don't even know how much. They haven't said how much they're going to charge for the Link amiibo. But as Dalton and I have discussed before, I'm much more a fan of statues and non-posable figures than figures with points of articulation.
I feel like they don't stay in that spot anyways, half the time. I mean,
they
have
to be
a
good figure that has tight joints, and as soon as they loosen up, it's just like, bleh.
Yeah, so like it didn't, like, I'm perfectly fine just as a straight one.
Plus then, like, for me anyway, the points of articulation just, I don't know, they take away from the figure, in my opinion. Because they, you, I mean, you see all, like, the joints and everything else on there, and it just, I don't know. I like the actual statues more. But that's my opinion. I know Dalton disagrees with me a whole lot because he has a...
I mean, I like being able to pose my figures and stuff, but they have to be done right.
That's fair.
Like, my Sailor Moon ones are cool.
Yeah.
But they're also really freaking expensive, and you can change their faces and stuff.
I was just about to say, if I want a good Link figure, I won't buy an amiibo. I'll go online and buy the Figma figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the Good Smile really figure. Good. Like, there's... it's my opinion on the amiibo thing is I think it should just stay a frozen statue.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's the... They're literally smaller than a Funko. Like, there's no reason for articulation on those. I think it's dumb that they're doing that. I mean, they can try new things, but whenever they have to start charging $20 for an amiibo...
Yeah, they might not be so popular now.
Yeah.
Nope. No, they will not be. Well, then again, there were people buying amiibos for upwards of $80 and $90.
Because they were dumb.
Yes. Yes, they were.
I mean, people will buy it. They'll sell it out because they'll make five of them. And at least five people will want one.
Yeah.
But I just...
Or five scalpers will pick them up knowing that at least five people
will and will pay five times retail for it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you know my opinion on the smaller things. They should stay they should stay statues. Because I have a bunch of the Infinities in front of my TV. I don't want any of those things articulated.
No. They're cooler that way. Just leave them the way they are.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm completely fine with it not being articulated. But this Link one will be. I don't know how it's going to look. I didn't see a picture of it. There might be one out there. But either way, moving forward, because we can't get enough of talking about Overwatch and Battleborn on this show. Battleborn has added microtransactions to the game.
Cha-ching.
Because that'll save it.
And we'll take your money.
Yeah, which is really unfortunate because Battleborn is a really fun game. Why are you looking at her like that, dog?
Anyway. You know what Battleborn's going to have to do to beat Overwatch? Is they're going to have to
go back in time and actually market their game?
Or make it so Overwatch doesn't happen.
A way easier, more feasible idea is they need to find the Men in Black flash stick thingy.
He's going flashing everybody. Overwatch didn't exist.
Just do a mash flash.
And then
like
just break the disc
so
and run off.
You see the commercial,
oh my gosh!
Oh, that's what they'll do. They'll flash you, break your disc of Overwatch, and be like, oh yeah, Blizzard released all their games with snap discs in them. Don't you remember how mad? And then they didn't let you return it anywhere. Because like you have to tell the whole story after you do the bleep.
Yeah.
So like you can do that and then say that Blizzard sent out crack discs to everybody so they couldn't play their horrible game. Here's Battleborn. Please watch our awesome cinematics that you don't have to go on YouTube for. You can find Overwatch through YouTube. You can play our game and pay $3.27 for something.
No, that is not the case. Like, they do have I saw a picture in what Dalton's referencing there. There's a picture where I guess the currency exchange rate looked kind of weird, so like some of the packages were odd prices. Like, one was like $2.37, another one was like $10.75.
They added the actual game?
No,
this is the exchange rate. They just didn't put up to 99.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, yeah, one was like $11.10 or something like that. It was weird. But either way, they have, basically in Battleborn, you can buy loot packs, and the loot packs give you gear that you can use to add loadouts for your characters. And you buy that with credits that you earn by playing the game. Now they've added where you can pay real money for the credits, so you can, you know, keep buying the cool stuff. Which, I mean, I'm okay with the loadout system in general, because it's still, even with this, it's still not pay to win, because it's really hard in most games to activate the better stuff because it costs more shards. That's just the way the game plays. But either way, this is not going to save you, Gearbox.
You wanted to say Batman.
I did.
this will not save you,
Lindsay
Batman.
Knows.
Either way, yeah, no, this isn't going to save your game, Gearbox. You need to actually start marketing your game, because it still isn't marketed well. Like, I've yet to see an ad or a commercial or anything for Battleborn since, like, E3.
I really don't, like, play like a million games, like look up stuff, but I only heard of Battleborn because like you guys were playing it. It's the only way I've ever heard of it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't go looking for stuff, and I only watch Netflix, so there's not many ads, but like I've never heard anywhere in any stores though or anything, just nada.
And with that in mind, you heard about Overwatch before?
Yeah. Well, that's because play Blizzard though. Like, and Heroes of the Storm, when you open up the Battle.net, you have all your games.
Yeah, they've got it in
and
there.
But I think I'd seen trailers on stuff too though.
Right.
That being said, Mandy, is like two of the people sitting at this table are gigantic Borderlands fans. And I didn't know what Battleborn was until after it was out. And I
I didn't either.
And I religiously played all of the
Borderlands games. And the Borderlands games are incredible. And I'm the other one that Dalton's referring to.
I just play tons of Borderlands.
Yeah.
The listeners don't know.
You throw Pokemon in there and maybe.
You catch Pokemon while killing people?
There may have been a Pokemon reference at Borderlands 2 somewhere.
Oh,
they
I'm
so
willing to say. They had the Minecraft creepers in
they
there.
They did. Yeah. Yeah, they had that whole Minecraft secret area that was really cool.
That was awesome.
But anyway, yeah, Borderlands is a whole lot of fun, and I was actually really looking forward to Battleborn. I was in the closed beta for it. I was in the open beta for it. I played quite a bit of Battleborn, and I was really excited for this game to come out. I was also really excited for Overwatch to come out, because I am a super Blizzard fanboy. They have taken many, many dollars from me over the years. Like, going all the way back to Diablo 1 and StarCraft, like, way back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Blizzard fanboy. So I was really excited about that, too. And they are different enough games that I can enjoy both of them separately, but at the same time, it seems, especially here lately, whenever we're all in a group together and we're playing, we play Overwatch. Even me and Asa, we played a few matches of Battleborn the other day, and then we're like, you want to do a couple matches of Overwatch? Yeah, let's do some Overwatch. Because it's easier to jump in now that we've adjusted to some of the weird quirks of the game. It's become a lot more fun to play. I really wish they would make that random mode permanent, but either way, it's a fun game. Both of them are really fun, and Battleborn, just in order to increase their player base, they need to start advertising the game. They have to do something other than add microtransactions.
They need to brainwash people.
Something. I don't know. Like
that cat in Powerpuff Girls that just brainwashes everybody. Follows you.
I get with DLC you can't make it free, but at this point they should probably put some free stuff in there pretty soon.
Well,
because the thing of it is like, I really like Overwatch. Like, out of the two games, I have played significantly more Overwatch. The only thing that would get me to play Battleborn is if they gave me some free stuff to want to keep progressing in the game.
Well, the thing with Battleborn, they actually do. Like,
oh, really?
If you pay attention to, like, the shift codes, you can get free rare loot packs and stuff like that. If you do, like, and all the characters are actually, every character they release is going to be free for everyone. You have to go through and unlock it. If you got the season pass, then every time they release a new character, you get an upgrade token. Or not an upgrade, an unlock key, where you can just unlock whoever you want, and that includes the new character they've released. And some people just used it on, like, say, Shannon, for example. Whenever he got his unlock code for Battleborn, he didn't buy the new character they released. He got a character that's going to take forever to unlock later. And it's something you can do. And, yeah, they're going to do the same thing when they release. They've got two other characters coming down the pipe. And, yeah, no, they give you free stuff. The only thing that's going to cost money in Battleborn is, well, now credits, since they added those microtransactions. But I'm sure you can still get those the way you were before by just playing the game. And the story missions. They're going to add more story missions later.
Ooh, like, I like those. Yeah. I hope you learn the game a little better. I also like that I can pick what character I'd want to unlock. Like, Melka you don't start out with, and they're like, oh, yeah, start off the game with her, but then you don't get her if you play games. Then you can just unlock her and have a character at least know how to play.
Right, and then that whole system, like, that's basically the progression system of, you know, getting everybody versus getting everybody at the beginning, and that's, yeah, like, a lot of people are against how Battleborn did that. I'm not entirely, but... Yeah, either way. And in Overwatch news, there's a couple of big things happened with Overwatch in this last week. One of the more interesting things, in Korea, they have a chain of LAN cafes called PC Bang, which basically people pay per hour, kind of like we do it here at Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs, to play games on their high-end PCs, except we only have consoles here. And for the last 4 years, League of Legends has been completely dominant in all of these chains. Like 28% or something like that of the time spent in those stores were playing League of Legends. Overwatch has finally usurped League of Legends, knocked it out of the number one spot.
Yes.
Suck it, League.
Right.
So, yeah, like that was kind of interesting news because League of Legends looks like an unstoppable juggernaut that no one will ever stop playing.
I don't know why. Especially when there's heroes. But, I mean, I guess the amounts of money, like, put into it for me, I want to keep playing it because of that. But I just can't handle the a-holes.
Right. That trash community.
Yeah.
Can't take anymore.
No. The worst community of
like, one of the good ones, Hank, but your son's a...
I've seen people playing it on campus, like whenever I was at the River campus all the time, and I legitimately saw somebody Steven Raging in the cafeteria of the River campus, which, like, it's funny sometimes when we see it here, like when none of us are playing games and we're just kind of observing, but it is highly uncomfortable when I'm trying to eat a chicken sandwich I overpaid for. And then I just see some guy, like, mother-effing his computer, like, just yelling at people, and, like, I don't even think he had a headset on.
No, there's no voice chat in League of Legends.
All right,
you
well,
have
that
to do, like, vent if you want to, if you have your own team, but yeah, there's no...
Yeah, there's no voice chat.
You're joking, right? Like,
no, like, that's actually one of Riot's better decisions. People kept telling them to integrate voice chat into the game, and they kept saying, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, yeah,
good,
like, when we would play.
Like, it makes sense after seeing that. But, like, I asked somebody, I was like, what are they playing? Like, League of Legends. And I was like, all right, good thing I don't play on a PC, because I would never want to play with that guy. And, like, yeah, no. So, like, that's the community as a whole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much
that constitutes the majority of the community. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think I'm going to keep playing Lego Marvel. It's a lot nicer community, just me.
League of Legends is just... Okay, and I've told this story, like, several times on the air before. When I was trying to play... I was trying to get Shannon into the game. Because, me and Mandy both were super into League of Legends for a really long time.
I remember that adventure.
Yeah, so I was like, Shannon, you should play with us. And actually, Shannon was the first of any of us to try out League of Legends. Because it was a free-to-play game, and he thought it sounded cool. But he stopped. And then I was trying to get him back into it to play with us a whole lot. And we just, you know, to kind of give him an intro to the game, I did a beginner co-op versus AI game. At this point, like at that point in my career of League of Legends, I had in practice before taken out 5 beginner bots by myself and just won the game. Because it's not hard. It's the beginner, the AI bots are just terrible. So Shannon, I take him in there just to, like, I have him, you know, go down the same lane as me so I can show him some basics. I can help him with how to build items because that's one of the things you have to do in the game. You have to earn gold by last hitting minions and then buy items to improve your character. It's how the game works. And, you know, I'm trying to help Shannon with that. And this other guy that's just playing with us is giving Shannon so much crap because of the stuff that he's buying. Because, you know, I'm letting him experiment at this point, and, you know, I tell him if it's good or bad, but it's whatever, we're going to win anyway. So, yeah, this person's just trashing him. And I'm like, dude, calm down. He's like, no, I'm not going to calm down, we're going to lose this game because of him.
It's against AI.
I was like, dude, this is a beginner bot game. You can hang out in the fountain. I'll take it to the bank by myself. Just calm down.
There was one time I tried playing League of Legends, and I do remember being really mean to these two people.
Oh, whatever.
What's the handle?
Whatever.
But no, that was just, and that's, you know, indignant of the community.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. Like, nowadays, you can mute everybody, and they have enough pings that you don't actually need to talk with people. But it helps to sometimes chat with people,
yeah.
And especially,
yeah.
Like, that game is super team-oriented, and yeah. Every game is a commitment.
Yeah.
Because the minimum time you're going to spend in a match of League of Legends is 40? 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you can
no,
surrender.
No, thank you.
You can surrender at 20. Like, oh. Average game of League of Legends is 45 minutes.
Yep. You just talked
no,
me out of
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But like, you get sucked in, and it's so good.
It's so addictive.
I
so
will good. Stay in WoW and pick my little posies.
The one thing that sucks, though, is if you do have that D-bag that stays in the fountain or happens to disconnect, it is 4v5 or 3v5. We've done 3v5 before.
Yep. And, like, it's one of those games that's nearly impossible to win 4v5. Like, we have done it before, and we've also lost on the good side of 4v5.
Yeah.
It can happen. It's not likely.
Because if you get too cocky, and then they just wipe you out and take your Nexus.
Which that has happened.
That's happened because our team's like, it's 5v4.
It's guaranteed
let me just
win.
Run in, and then everyone dies. Anyways.
Yep. So, yeah. No, League of Legends has just the most toxic community, and Heroes of the Storm, way better.
Way better.
Just a way better community in total.
You can't talk to the other team. Like, everyone's just happy and playing. You get to ride a horse.
Yep. And the longest match of Heroes of the Storm that I've ever played was like 35 minutes.
Yeah. And you don't have to try and figure out what items to build. You just pick a skill whenever you level up.
Yep.
It's so much simpler. Like, at first I was kind of upset. I was like, but now I can't stack things and build. And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy I don't have to try and figure out what item to build next.
Yep.
It's great.
And you think that takes out, like, it just, it's a different layer of strategies. Like, there's different objectives in each map, which are really cool. Like, Heroes of the Storm is just a better game. Better community, more fun, better characters. It's just a better game. But it doesn't have anywhere near the following League of Legends does yet. Hopefully one day.
Isn't Heroes
Blizzard?
Blizzard, mm-hmm. Yep.
That's weird. They're usually really good about that, like getting their games out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, they
just
advertise
stuff. There's
still
a bunch of people playing League of Legends.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's their issue. Like, a lot of people are really, really invested in League of Legends. Like, even for the longest time, I was just playing League of Legends for the amount, because I had already invested so much time and money into it. I was like, mm-hmm. Might as well. And then, yeah, like, I just kept hating it more and more. I'm like, no, this is just bad for me.
Like, you couldn't even do ARAMs anymore, which is, like, everyone gets a random character and you all go in one center lane. And it's just fun craziness. And now everyone's taken that to, like, a whole new level of...
Yeah, ARAM was the last bastion of hope for, like, having fun in League of Legends if you're not partied up with a full team.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was,
like,
it's...
The wins didn't matter compared to what the normal 5v5 was.
Right.
Like, it was just a fun game.
It stands for All Random, All Mid.
Mm-hmm.
And it started as just a custom game that people would play. And then Riot actually introduced it into a matchmaking type. And yeah, like random character select. Everybody goes down one lane and you just fight.
Okay.
And I mean, the wins and losses don't even matter in that. Because sometimes you have like four ranged people and one close person. And the other team will have like two healers and two ranged and a close person. Like, you never know. So
five mercies.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And I mean, like... Well, that couldn't happen because you can only have one character of each on the team.
Yeah.
But either way, like, there were people that were making alt accounts, and they would only unlock the champions that were good at ARAM, and that's all they would have, and that would just be their ARAM account.
Yeah. What a... Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
yeah, that's the
terrible.
Community.
Yeah, the stupid community.
No fun! No fun allowed!
In other Overwatch news... They finally gave us some details about the competitive mode. We got a brief glimpse of that in the beta, but it was by no means the final version. The competitive mode is supposed to be taken a lot more seriously. They haven't discussed everything that's going to be in it, but there will be a ranking system based on your MMR. In the beta, they actually had a tier system where they did like the bronze, silver, gold, etc.
Yeah.
They've gotten rid of that. They have announced that they're going to have your rankings based on your MMR. Like, it's just straight correlated to that. And your ranking will be anywhere from 1 to 100, depending on how good you are.
Can they fix the party system first?
They don't really care about console very much right now, I guess. Because console also didn't get the update nerfing McCree, from what I understand. I need to actually make sure of that, but that's what I heard.
Can they fix McCree and then fix the party system, and then I'll care about competitive mode?
Hopefully that's just one thing they're going to get fixed in this big patch. Hopefully.
We have a patch coming up for it?
Yes.
Because that's the most annoying thing. I was playing with, was it you and Asa a few days ago?
Maybe.
Oh, no, Shannon. I was playing with Shannon and Asa. And it was anytime they like said, all right, we're leaving the party, I was the last one because I would forget that I have to do it by myself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
It is really annoying, especially like PC has that figured out. Like, yeah. I was playing last night with Chris and Ben. Like, every time we wanted to leave a game, I clicked leave game, checked the box that said bring party with me, and left. And then re-queued.
I don't know anything about code. Like, let's just say, let's just call me a dummy for all intents and purposes. How hard would it be to keep that option open on a console?
The only thing that I could see is that it's hard to select that option on a console. Sort of.
Consoles have D-pads. What you do is you just scroll down one more and hit the bottom button. It's an X or an A depending on which console you're on.
Right.
And then it checks it. And then it just brings all three people with you.
Or you just sit, party, no. Yes or no, like they do in every other game.
Right. I agree that it's
there's
a real
dumb. There's a microphone in my PS4 controller. They could say, just say yes.
No, there's like, a lot of stuff.
No. As much as I love Overwatch, they done goofed.
No, they did. They did. We agreed. We did a show about it.
I heard it, but I didn't get a rant about it.
That was your choice.
Right.
This is true. Go, Lindsay.
Yep. There's a lot of features because it's basically a bad PC port. And the game itself is still fun, but there's a lot of UI features that are missing from the console version.
I remember when you told me that, I was just like, because you told me before you did the show, and I just looked at you like you're joking, right? Like they for real didn't put that in there.
Mm-hmm. And the craziest thing, and I don't know if it's just because they don't really know how to deal with a controller, because the PC version supports a controller.
Yeah, you told me about this.
So like I could play, because I was literally just thinking, I would totally play the PC if I could use a controller.
Yep, you can use a controller.
Oh my God!
Nope, tell her the bad part. There's a bad part.
The UI changes.
To back to the PS4?
You have those problems. Mandy just dropped the mic. as long as you're not the part.
Folks, we're sorry.
The last time that happened, we lost audio. Are we good?
No, yeah, we're good.
All right, cool.
I dropped more. It fell. That one wasn't.
Good thing that wasn't the expensive mic.
I feel like my face is red.
No, that's the expensive mic.
Okay, good.
No, it's all good. Folks, we're sorry
about
that noise.
You are a little pink.
Yeah. But anyway, no. Like as long as you're not party leader, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because there's another group that I play with, and one of them plays with the controller, and he has no trouble.
No.
But yeah, no. It's still annoying. That it's like that. So hopefully they get that fixed, and you know we'll have the UI changes that we need. Hopefully.
Well, if that fixes, let me know because Steven and Alex and stuff, I'll play it on PC. So
right, yeah, and I do too now.
Right, so yeah. Maybe I'll just switch to PC because I don't play with anybody on PS4.
You can play with us.
You guys are always playing when I can't.
Oh, you're
that's
not wrong.
True.
Like 90% of the time.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, she's pretty accurate on that.
Anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll get Mandy in some game time. Yeah. Might even do it this afternoon. Who knows?
We could go rent a copy of Overwatch from that store on.
I have Overwatch. Why are we renting it?
She owns it.
I was making a rental joke about a store that's not in business or is not going to be in
just
business.
Just shut up.
It's fine. Okay.
You
and other things in the competitive mode. They did in this video address a problem that I brought up in the first place about the assault modes, which I also call 2-point capture. Basically, you have to capture point A and then capture point B.
Yeah.
Well, one of the problems that Asa and I discussed in the show we did, and I think Shannon was on that show too, is that most of the time the defense wins.
Yeah.
And what happens in competitive mode, in every match of Overwatch, you play like either attack or defend on whichever game type, or unless it's King of the Hill and then everybody's attacking. Mm-hmm. But you do that, and then the next game, you swap sides. So same map, same people, just one's attacking, or whoever was defending last time is now attacking, and vice versa. So in competitive mode, when they do that, to determine a win, like, that's actually a match. You have to do attack, and then you have to do defend.
Okay.
For a competitive win. And whoever wins, like if you win both of them, then you move on, you won. If you only win, like if each of you win one, so like both of you won on defense, then it gives you a sudden death mode, which becomes just a king of the hill. And it's just instead of the best two out of three, it's just the first one to win the hill wins the match. And they discussed in the video that upwards of 50%, like 35 to 50% of the matches were going to sudden death on assault.
Good. That'll make competitive mode fun.
Well, that's the thing. They are making changes to assault to mitigate that.
Yeah.
Because they understand that it's a problem that in assault, almost half your matches are going to go to sudden death because defense is easier.
It really is, because like you're closer to the point, and if you set up your team right with Bastion in the corner and a Torborg and the other one with a turret, you can easily just destroy like your defenses. Because we were having that issue a couple of days ago whenever I was playing with Asa, is they just had turrets up everywhere, and Asa and I couldn't get to the point at all because anytime we got anywhere near it, we would get shot out of nowhere. And then we'd see a turret on the kill cam.
And I mean, yeah, that's, and there are ways to counter it and everything else, but it's still just a massive pain when you're trying to capture a point. When you're escorting a payload, it's not that bad. Yeah. You can hide, you can block, you can do something else. If you have a Bastion standing off to the side, they can't stop the payload from moving forward. And the payload, once it hits the spot, no matter what, that's game. As soon as it hits the spot, that's game over. The escort team has won.
Yeah.
So payload is fine. But assault is not fine.
Because you have to stay there for a significant amount of time.
Right. And if you're not standing in the point, then your accrued time goes down. It's a bad game mode right now. Like defense has way too much of an advantage.
Now is that the case for the PC mode as well?
Yes.
Okay. I figured it would be, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, whenever you have like a coordinated team, it's not as bad, but I still find myself where on console, I think I may have won maybe 5% of the assault games I've played on attack, I've won. On PC, it's closer to like 30 or 40% that I've won on attack. And then, yeah, same, and defense is proportional. Like, I can only think of one or two games on console that I've lost on defense. And PC, it's about, 60%. 6 out of 10 games I'll win on defense, but I still lose fairly frequently
on defense.
So yeah, no, it's a little better, and I don't know if that's because I usually play with a large group of people, or if people are figuring stuff out or what. But PC it seems to be a little better, but it's still a problem.
Yeah,
it's definitely not balanced correctly. So they're talking about making changes to that game mode to fix that, because they have admitted that it's an issue.
Okay,
so yeah. Let's see, what else do I need to talk about here? In Overwatch, there's still cosmetic rewards for the competitive mode, which I thought was kind of cool. It's similar to, like, in Hearthstone. So Lindsay can perk up for a second.
I haven't played for the last 2 months.
It makes me real mad.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, too. But in Hearthstone, you play the competitive mode. If you get to a certain rank, you get a card back. And if you get another rank, you get,
that's the only reason I play. Yeah. Is collecting card backs. And then I kind of flaked in March.
Yeah, I missed, like, 3 months in a row. Yeah,
I didn't get last month either. And I'm like, crap.
So it's like a little icon that goes.
Haven't played it all this month because I didn't get it last month, and I'm like,
it's like, well, I broke the streak, might as well break
it
again.
I know.
But no, like in Hearthstone, like it's a card game, so if you hit a certain rank, I think it's rank 20.
Yeah, you have to 20. You're guaranteed the card back for the month, and you don't drop back below 20. And then you just got to go up higher than that, and I can't because I suck.
The highest I ever got was rank 9.
22 or no, yeah, no, it would be 18 backwards. It goes backwards.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 18 is the highest I've got because I suck. And I refuse to spend real money on it.
I did. I spent a little bit of a Christmas bonus on it. Yeah, no, like I'd been playing it a whole lot and I got a Christmas bonus a couple of years, like not last Christmas, but the Christmas before. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. And I put like $50 into it. So, yeah, I got a bunch of cards.
I almost threw my tablet a couple times with that game. It made me so mad.
It's real frustrating sometimes. But anyway, similar to that kind of stuff, as you rank higher in Overwatch, you'll get cosmetic rewards. like different sprays, different player icons that are season. Oh, and then seasons are going to be a thing. I'll go on that in a second. That are dependent on the season. So similar to Hearthstone, where each month you get a different card back. In Overwatch, each season you get a different player icon, different sprays. And if you rank up high enough, I'm not sure exactly how it's done, but you can get gold weapons, which I thought was super neat. They didn't give detail on how the gold weapons are earned.
So they're just going to spray paint your weapon gold.
Pretty much. But
that would be awesome
say,
for Mercy. Yeah. Like, I want that now.
But they did say the better players are going to earn it faster. So I don't know if it's a thing where you have to hit a certain rank, or if you just have to win enough matches to get it.
That's just like Call of Duty, and it took me forever to get that one gold gun. So yeah, no, I'm fine with working on it.
But everyone can get it, right?
Yes.
It's not like only so many.
Right, yeah, okay. Everybody can get gold guns. Or
well, that'll
gold
take
weapons.
Me like 5 years, so it doesn't matter.
Well, like I said, we don't know exactly how it's going to work. I don't even know if it's going to be permanent or if it resets at the season. Because they have said they're going to do 3-month seasons.
Okay.
So it's 2.5 months of actual ranked play in the season and then like a half month of preseason.
Okay.
So, yeah, for,
well,
you know,
you said that's
to...
competitive, though, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't play competitively very much anymore. I just kind of like having fun with people, so it really doesn't matter for me.
Yeah, to me, it really depends on, like, how the competitive mode is going to be played. It might be more fun than quick play. Not sure.
Yeah.
It just, like I said, depends on how the game's going to play, because they didn't give us very much information about that. They just said that it will be significantly different than it was in the beta.
Interesting.
Yes. So yeah, that was all for Overwatch there. Let's see. South Park. I want to talk a little bit about that because the creators did say that the future of the franchise may very well be with video games.
Thank you.
So it's a possibility that they'll stop doing the show and just, you know, go to straight making video games. Which is also neat.
Cool.
But at the same time, like, South Park's a good show. I'd be sad to see it go.
Well, did you ever watch the documentary where they were in their writing process? Those people are crazy. Like, the amount of just content that they put out there and the amount of like writing that they have to do is insane. It would make way more sense for them to do all of that work and make a video game, and then they can add DLC to it later. And,
well, a lot of that process, though, is because they do stay so current.
Well, yeah,
with everything.
And I'm not saying that DLC would be easier than a TV show. But you could do, like, you could have a 10-hour DLC added to it for $10. I think you would probably make more money doing that than if the game hits off, of course. If the game sells a whole lot, you could easily do that DLC thing where you just add stories to it down the road. 10-12-hour stories. You have those buying at $10 a pop. That's straight revenue going into your pocket at that point.
I mean, it's true. And, like, that may be what they're planning on doing. I'm really not sure. I just know that that's what they said. They may just, you know, stick with video games, depending on, I guess, how well Fractured But Whole does.
Yeah. How great would
that
it be?
Name.
How great would it be if the DLC for that is honestly Phase 1, and then all of those movies on that board, Phase 2, and then, and like, you get each movie, and like, each movie is like an hour-long contained story. How great would that be?
It could be pretty cool, it could be completely awful.
I just want to play as Tupperware Man, but I have to wait till Phase 3 because that's what they're doing the whole Marvel route.
Yeah, so that would be kind of neat. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I almost forgot, Nintendo. One of the things we didn't get around to in E3 because I don't think they had quite said it. They did it on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and or maybe they did it Thursday. I don't know because they were asking Nintendo president, what about Mario? Like, we didn't hear anything about Mario and haven't heard anything about Mario. They want the next Mario game to be a completely unique and new title. So, it'll be Mario, but they don't want it to be anything like what we've seen before. And I don't know, they didn't elaborate at all. They just said that, you know, Mario has a unique problem in that he's been around for so long, and there's only so much you can do with him. And they've done about everything.
Geriatric Mario.
So, and even Mario Maker, obviously their last big Mario title wasn't a conventional Mario game. It was just, you know, you got to create levels and play as much as you want.
But that still was awesome, though.
It was awesome.
It still is awesome.
Yeah, no, it was a great idea. So they didn't say what they're going to do, but the next Mario title will be for the Nintendo NX, and it's going to be a whole new thing.
Why?
Because they can.
You know how many Mario games I've played? A lot of them. You know what I enjoy playing? Mario. A 2D scroller. You can put a little 3D in there, and I'll still play it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
I mean, to be fair, Mario 64 is one of my favorite Mario games of all time.
Yeah.
Galaxy was also really good.
It's hard.
And it gave me vertigo at first. Once I got used to it, it was a really good game.
Exactly. Like, I get that, yeah, you need to, like, something we've never seen before. Okay, so we've seen RPGs. We've seen side-scrollers. We've seen 3D platformers. We've seen golf, soccer.
No, it's just not.
Tennis.
We've seen sports.
We've seen.
Let's go with that.
We have literally seen everything.
Mario Tennis is awesome.
Short of Spider-Man Mario and Grand Theft Mario.
Well, if you want to get technical, their puzzle games were always Yoshi, not Mario.
It's true.
I swear.
Except Dr. Mario.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I was about to say, I swear.
How did I forget Dr. Mario? I love that freaking game.
That was so much fun.
If they open up this new Nintendo thing with a puzzle game for Mario.
Mario Puzzle Quest.
I hope for bankruptcy. Oh, and like the bad one. Like, I want the bad bankruptcy.
The chapter 5 or whatever it is.
That's when Disney buys them.
Yes.
Yes. And then you know what Disney will do? They'll make Mario games. Not ones that reinvent the wheel. They'll make Mario games and make way more than Nintendo ever do because they'll put it on Sony and Microsoft platforms.
Or they'll make their own platform.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're too lazy for that.
No, they're not. Because it would then be like the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, or any of those.
It would be.
Except that. So it'll have the third-party support because Disney owns it. And then it will be... It'll have Nintendo first-party games and third-party support.
And that's when Disney gets evil.
And then
because they have their own console, and then the other two don't get any of their titles.
That too. So that means no
Star Wars,
no
Marvel.
You mean this could get Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3?
Yeah.
I hope the new Mario game is a puzzle game and it makes them bankrupt. And then I hope Disney buys them out.
The brightest timeline.
And then I can play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 with DLC add-on Link.
Will there be couch co-op, though?
Probably not. Not everybody's perfect.
that's hoping for way too much. Yeah. The timeline's too bright. I can't even look at
right?
it.
Would you have to wear shades?
I would almost
And then I can
have
Pikachu at Disney World.
Right? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Have a whole Pokemon theme park in Disney World.
I take back my stance. I really want this new Mario game to be a puzzle game. And I want it to have multiplayer, but online only. But the online doesn't work because it's Nintendo and they still haven't figured out how to do it.
Disney will figure that out.
Well, yeah, Disney will, but I want this NX to do that.
Oh, okay.
I want this thing to be the Nintendo bankruptcy.
The bankruptcy machine.
And then they can do one more after that to completely set them over, and it can be all new bankruptcy. And, like, I just want it to completely go downhill. Like, I want...
I agree. So the Disney will buy it, and everything will be great. Anyway, moving forward to something completely different, DC Rebirth. Wanted to talk a little bit about that. DC Rebirth sales have been through the roof.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that Rebirth may save DC, and it's actually taken a lot of ground back from Marvel. Because the all-new, all-different has been good for the most part, but there are a lot of books that aren't selling near as well as Marvel hoped. But DC Rebirth, every book has sold out. Like, it's really hard to find any DC Rebirth book at this point.
Well, yeah.
You know somebody.
Because Jesse knew me, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Well,
I
didn't
get
it's a you, Dalton.
No. With comic books, I was the hookup. Like,
because he was going to be there, and he could pull them for me.
And I couldn't even pull them for myself.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't remember the beginning of it, but the New 52, the same thing happened.
The New 52... Sort of. This is an apology for the New 52.
Well, yeah. I get that. But what I'm saying is whenever the New 52 hit, all of those books sold out as well. Finding a Nightwing number one, like a year after the fact, that cost me $20.
Well, yeah. But finding a number one issues at the very beginning of New 52, easy peasy. And it could be a case of a lot of people are buying this stuff up now because certain books from New 52, the number ones got kind of crazy. Not very many, like two or three. The only one I can really think of off the top of my head right now is Batman number one from the Snyder Capullo run.
And then Action Comics from the Grant Morrison run.
I didn't know if that was any popular or not.
I found one a couple years ago and it was going to cost me $25.
That's not as extreme as I was thinking. a number one issue in general is probably going to cost you about that much of a story that was any amount of popular.
Yeah.
But like a Batman number one from that run right now will cost you about $80.
Yeah. But I mean, it's one of those things like we're going to have to, for me to say anything about Rebirth, I'm going to have to, for one, read it, which right now is really hard because I'm not going to buy digital comics for retail price.
Actually, right now, the DC Rebirth digital copy is cheaper than the physical copy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy they're doing that.
Because the second print of Rebirth is going to be $6.
Jesus.
It's an 80-page comic, which is huge by comic standards.
Yeah.
And normally they're about $5 to $6 for those. The first run was only, like, the first printing was $2.99.
Yeah.
For an 80-page book, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, the second printing, from what I understand, is going to be $5.99.
Yeah,
but the digital copy is still $2.99, which is what I bought because I wanted to read it, and I couldn't find a copy anywhere, and I figured this would save me $3.
So what set this new universe in? Sorry, we're going to go into comics for a second. I need to know.
It's basically, it revolves a whole lot around The Flash.
Again?
Wally West.
That's how they got into the New 52.
Yes, that is exactly how they got into the New 52. That's why I said this is an apology. Somebody hit Control Z with Wally West. Because basically he was, you know, slipping through the time stream trying to figure out his way back because everybody had forgotten about him. Wally West didn't exist in New 52.
Yeah.
So, he comes back and, like, guys, things happened. The Flash did his thing and things happened. And now things are different. And I don't think it's necessarily the Flash's fault. It's this other person that stole time from us.
Sailor Pluto?
No. They didn't say, like, they haven't said who that I know of, though I haven't been able to get a single issue of a Rebirth number one because they have all sold out on day one.
Yeah.
Every issue. There's a person, group, an entity of some kind. Shannon says he might know who it is. I'll have to ask him in a second. And has stolen time from the DC universe. So, yeah, they're getting it back. And that's what the...
it's Carmen Sandiego.
So, what's this villain called? Plot device? Like, is that how they're going to get, like, all of this stuff back from, like, the forgotten universe?
We can call him Petey.
Petey? I'm Petey. That's his name.
So, yeah, Petey's going to give us... Petey's going to give us our DC universe back.
Yeah, and we're going to get year one back. We're going to get Flash... or. Barry Allen dying and Crisis back. Like, and the thing that is, I liked New 52 up until Forever Evil. And it's not even because of the Nightwing thing. Like, it's because after that made Lex Luthor part of the Justice League because he knew who Batman was. Like, that's what happened.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've been so out of the loop on DC lately.
Forever Evil was a pretty good story until the very end because, like, they killed Nightwing, as in... Lex Luthor stopped his heart. It stopped the murder device. That was what the big contraption was called. And then they said he died, and then they turned him into a secret agent, who's secret agent Grayson. And Nightwing's last name is Grayson, but nobody knew it was Nightwing. And ow.
Dalton's
Superman,
Dalton's
Clark
nose
Kent
started bleeding.
Superman, Clark
he's
Kent.
Smelling toast. No, it's like I haven't read, other than Batman, I got completely out of DC. Like, it's been all Marvel for me for the past while. All Marvel plus Batman.
Yeah. Which the Marvel titles, like, aside from... Well, the thing about Marvel is they do 50 different books involving the same characters.
So does DC.
Well, Wolverine was before Death of Wolverine. Wolverine was, like, at what, in six teams?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting
at.
They
actually referenced that. I think it was Brian Michael Bendis referenced that in a book. It was, like, a New Avengers book a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, that's my other superpower, multitasking.
Yeah. Like... So with right now in the Marvel Now universe, because that's how far back
I'll
I am.
All different.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
Yeah. That's what it was called after Secret Wars.
See, I haven't read any of that yet. But
a lot of it's really good.
I've read, like, I'm still in the Marvel Now set, and I'm reading, like, three different X-Men books. Like, I'm reading all new Uncanning and X-Force.
I don't know how good X-Force was, because was there an X-Force book in Marvel
Cable,
Now?
Cable and the X-Force.
Oh, Cable, yeah, like, you're right. Yeah. I didn't read that one, but all new and Uncanny are both pretty good.
Yeah.
But anyway, we need to move on from that for real quick. We got a Pokemon talk we got to do.
Oh, okay, let's go.
Because we got about 6 minutes left here.
Uh-oh.
And in that 6 minutes, we're going to do the Pokemon Gym Leader Challenge. For those of you that haven't heard what that is, a lot of people on the internet are taking the challenge to create their own gym. And that doesn't just mean, like, I'm going to pick Steel-type and this will be my team. Like, it's a little bit more in-depth than that with the gym leader challenge.
We're making it a little more in-depth.
Fair enough. Yeah, we're making it a whole lot more in-depth. But the general idea is you have to come up with your gym, where your gym is in the line of the region. Like, is it number 2, number 3, 8, etc. You have to figure out your team. You have to figure out what special move all of your team will have that will be gifted as the TM at the end, assuming they win. You have to figure out the gimmick your gym will have. You have to figure out what kind of trainers will be in your gym. And you have to think of the name of your badge and what it'll look like. And that's the Gym Leader Challenge. We here at Podzilla 1985 are going to take that challenge and create our own region. So we're taking it a step further. I need to get the list from Lindsay because I wrote it down and just realized that I forgot it. unless Lindsay knows off the top of her head.
I didn't bring my notes, but I might be able to remember what we wrote down last night.
Yeah, cause, I mean, I'll just pull up Facebook and grab it real quick because that's where Lindsay and I discussed it.
The other thing is we went through all of the past gyms and took the typings that had the least number of already created gyms that we're pulling from.
Yes. So, and up to the last two, there was a four-way tie for the last two spots. And so Lindsay and I had to pick which ones we wanted. But this will be the order. And here at the table, we'll be able to select which ones they want. And we're going to randomly assign to the remaining four gyms to everybody else. So,
if you're not here, boohoo.
So if you're not here, I'm terribly sorry. And by random, I mean I'm going to arbitrarily assign them to you. We've got, as the first gym you will encounter in the PZ85 region will be Poison. The second will be Steel, then Fairy, then Ice, then Fire, then Ground, then Dark, and then Ghost. So, those are your options.
It's an annoying region.
It's going to be a rough region.
It's the Broadway region, and it's shaped as an innocent bystander. So, that was the joke I was creating for the last 3 minutes in my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be rough. Like Steel on type 2. If you didn't pick the fire starter, good luck.
Like I don't even know that many Pokemon in that stuff.
You don't know
stuff.
That you can
like,
catch a fire Pokemon early.
Oh, that's
on.
True. Yeah, we don't
in
know about
Diamond
the
Diamond and Pearl,
region.
You got a Ponyta fairly early.
That's true. And actually in Black and White, you get those monkeys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the
yeah, yeah. You can get a grass, a fire, or a water monkey at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Panpour?
Yeah, I don't
will not help you.
Names.
I used to remember all their names.
Yeah, but either way.
It's too early.
Like one was Panseer.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
That was the
yeah.
Fiery one.
Panpour or something.
Panpour, Panseer, and...
And the grass one.
And whatever Silent had.
Yeah, unimportant. So, now, Lindsay, we'll start with you.
No, that's not fair.
What do you mean that's not fair?
Because I like too many of them.
So I kind of figured you just want to do ground so you can get your Flygon in there.
I know, but I like ice types.
I figured
and
we were going to...
the fairy could be fun. And
all right, well, I might have to arbitrarily assign Lindsay one. Mandy, what do you want?
I'll take fire.
You knew she was going to do that.
I did, too.
Like, there's no question. You know Mandy's going to take fire.
I don't know what she was talking about. Yep. I debated. No, I
no,
didn't.
You didn't.
One, I don't know any fairy. I hardly know any steel. I barely know any dark.
It's called Bulbapedia.
So
it's true.
Bulbapedia I know fire.
Is what I'm going to use. I'm
going to just stick with my fire friends.
All right. And Dalton, what do you got, buddy?
I thought we were just going to do the joke where I was the first gym leader.
Well, you do. You take poison, and then you can still have your Bulbasaur.
All right. Well, you guys picked it right. I'm going to pick poison, and I'm going to be the first
gym
leader.
I told you last night.
So, well, like, so I thought everyone that was, will win. I thought that was going to be the automatic joke was like Dalton has to be the first gym leader no matter what.
Dalton's the first chump you take out.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to pick poison.
Okay, so Dalton's poison.
Shannon, what should I take? Yes.
I guess I'll do dark.
Okay.
I'll take that seventh gym.
Oh, fine, I'll take my ground type.
All right, so Lindsay's ground.
I want my fly
okay,
on.
So we've still got steel, fairy, ice, and ghost to decide.
Those could still be fun.
All right. Well, we'll see, buddy. We'll see. But
he's here, technically.
He is here. Shannon wants Ghost real bad. So
make him fight
we do
for
have
it.
We do have Tanner, Asa, I guess Shannon and Hunter are going to be the ones that'll participate.
Oh,
the other
get
four.
Pissed. If one of them gets fairy and absolutely doesn't want it, I will trade them.
Okay. And. Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing. We're going to allow for trading. So those of you that get real upset and you get butthurt, you know, talk to us. We can talk to us in the PZ85 chat. We'll get you figured out.
I'm not in the chat.
Me either.
Well, sucks to suck.
I can talk to both of you outside of the chat. It's fine. I can already tell you all that Mandy's not going to trade, so don't even bother asking for fire.
I might do ice. Maybe. Probably not.
Honestly, like, Dalton, if you didn't want to pick poison, Asa would probably take poison.
Well, no, because I went, like, that's the joke, because I went Bulbasaur, and I was assuming you guys picked Poison as the first one, because you knew I'd pick it. Like, I literally
no,
said...
No, okay, honestly, you know how this came up? I literally took out a Pokemon card for each type, I mixed them up, I put them on the ground upside down, and then randomly picked them up, and then we tweaked a couple things.
Yep. That
tweaked.
Was it.
Tweaked and put Poison first, so I
no,
would have to
poison
be the first
I actually drew for it first. Uh-oh. That one I left there.
Yep. So, all right, for Asa, between, let's see, what was it? Fairy, Ice,
and Steel.
Okay. Yeah, Fairy, Ice, Steel, and Ghost. So, let's.
You just assigning them now?
I would say Ice.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think if I want to actually think about assigning them or if I just want to give them out.
I say Ice for Asa.
Just right. Do whatever pops in your head.
Asa can be the Ice type. We'll give Tanner.
Steel.
Yeah, we'll give Tanner Steel.
Hunter the challenge and make him have the fairy gym.
I'm thinking about it because Hunter already has a ghost gym figured out. So, Hunter, your challenge is going to be fairy. And, well, no, because he's got
to. He can trade if he wants.
It's not fair if he's already got his gym made.
That's true. So, Shannon will be ghost because Shannon is here and he did pick ghost. You can trade with him if you want to.
Shannon, I will help you.
That too.
I don't
want
to make Hunter mad.
Hunter's not going to be mad. He actually, as far as they're all aware, in the PZ85 chat, this is all random.
I mean,
there.
If he wants to be evil, he can have a Mega Mawile at the end.
That's true, too. It's a Steel Fairy type. Anyway. But yeah, so, Poison will be Dalton.
Yo.
Steel will be Tanner. Fairy will be Hunter. Asa will be Ice. Mandy will be Fire. Lindsay will be Ground. I'll be Dark. And Shannon will be Ghost.
Tanner's can, like, he can have this big steel sanctuary and then, like, fight all of his minions, and then you just see King Tanner in a bucket.
It's
a bucket of steel.
It's a hot tub.
Oh, no. I like how Shannon is not wanting to make Hunter mad, but we'll just wear this.
Tanner hasn't shown up for his own show in, like, 3 months.
That's true. And then just to add to it, whenever you battle Tanner, whenever you go to battle him, he's step-toeing around the bucket.
Wait, is there a steel raccoon type?
No.
I don't think there is. The closest thing is the steel chicken.
Skarmory.
Skarmory. So that will be, I'm sure that will be one of Tanner's teams,
oh,
the
Tanner,
steel chicken.
Tanner hates us all.
Oh, he really does.
Oh, I didn't
love
say
you,
anything.
Love you, Tanner.
Yeah, if only there was a steel type raccoon, that would just make that joke
Hint,
even better.
Jesse's probably going to have an Umbreon.
Almost certainly.
Can this be like any generation? Or
yes. And okay. And they don't have to be just first type fire type. They can be second type as well. It just has to have fire. You have to have fire in their typing.
Right. Sweet. But the fact that you are gym number 5 means your level range is what, like 40 something?
I didn't go that far into looking. But yeah, you kind of need to look at what... What
the
range,
level range
is.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, it would be because whenever you beat the 5th gym, you get my Pokemon up to level 60, understand you, right?
Yeah, but the level that understand you is always higher than what.
Right. So I think
is.
They'd probably be around level 50. So that's what you need to think of, like for your evolutions and what moves they'll know. And then the one move that all of them will know you have to pick.
If you want inspiration, just go on YouTube and watch some of the other like gyms that have been created.
Yeah, a lot of people have done them.
Cool.
But yeah, one of the things, like the only move that you really have to think about is the TM that all of them will use.
And you do, well, technically the ones I've gone through all have listed all of their moves of their Pokemon, but they do have to share one move.
Yes. Yeah, you can go into more detail if you want, and because there have been like some that I've seen with strategies around it, like, you know, just to be a super pain in the butt gym. But the basic thing that we definitely need is the TM that all of them are going to know.
Yar.
So yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Dalton looks sad. I'm guessing you looked up poison types that are available at level 10.
Yeah, it's not that good. there's not a lot of good ones, but I got it.
You can make it work.
I mean, I'm going to get wiped out in the first round. As long as I get, like, my Venusaur at the end, like, that's all I need to.
I mean,
oh, it has to be an Ivysaur, doesn't it?
Or actually
no,
a Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur has Bulbasaur. Poison typing.
Okay, I just have a Bulbasaur. He'll be my last one. Be like, I never evolved him. Level 18.
Boop-boop. Except what? All of the first gyms
it's like
are level 10.
I thought it was level 12. We'll figure it out.
Well, yeah,
we have it
figured
out.
There's a couple level variations also.
Yeah, they
kind of
range.
Go through,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Gym leaders get special privilege.
That's really true. All right, well, guys, that's going to do it for the show. We are going to talk about all these teams on a super special episode that we will do the week of Pokemon Sun and Moon release.
So we have time to create these gyms.
Thankfully.
Lots and lots of time. And with all that time, I expect some in-depth stuff because there's a whole lot of time to do it.
I'll wait like the month before.
That's fine. That's still an entire month.
And luckily for Tanner, we already figured it out.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You're welcome, buddy.
Oh, man. That's
or
great
it could
stuff.
Be a construction site, you know. It could be a silo.
And he's the contractor in a bucket. As long as he's in a bucket, I don't care.
His gym could be a bucket.
They're all... And he has a whole bunch of, like, guys in raccoon masks.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Tanner, you're welcome.
Tanner, I have never said anything. So...
Man,
you
can have
a step toe bad.
Like, I got you, bro. Here, hang on.
Oh, God. Dalton's getting choked out. All right, guys, on that note.
Third time on air.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.